and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Let us then confess our sins and receive new life. In one voice we pray.
Holy One, triune of them, we confess that we do not believe that you have overcome sin and death. We approach us with pangs of the weakness, and then by our power of your love. In fear we worship idols, in despair we collapse in hopelessness, in rage we seek to dominate others. The Son of David, have mercy on us. O Son of God, grant us peace.
Israel. And David became greater and greater, for the Lord, the God of hosts, was with him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle lesson is from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 2 through 10, found on page 185 of the Bible if you wish to follow along. I know a person in Christ who 14 years ago was called up to the third heaven. Whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, but God knows. And I know that such a person, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, God knows, was caught up into paradise and heard things that are not to be told, that no mortal is permitted to repeat. On behalf of such a one, I will boast, but on my own behalf, I will not boast, except of my weaknesses. But if I wish to boast, I will not be a fool, for I will be speaking the truth. But I refrain from it, so that no one may think better of me than what is seen in me or heard from me, even considering the exceptional character of the revelations. Therefore, to keep me from being too affected, a thorn was given to me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan, to torment me, to keep me from being too elated. 3 times I appealed to the Lord about this, that it would leave me. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. So I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities, for the sake of Christ. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong." This is the word of the Lord.